Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now that Queen Elizabeth is buried and Charles III is king, many countries around the world are reassessing their relationship with the monarchy. Australia is one of them, though the debate there may continue for some time yet. Peter Fitzsimon is chairperson of the Australia Republic movement. Afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for having me.
How do you think the calculus has changed since the death of Elizabeth in terms of Australia becoming a republic?
It's very interesting. The reaction in Australia has been very wide and very deep, and I think it's shocked a lot of people. She's been there for 70 years. She was there for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was there for 70 years, and she was the one stable point in a lot of lives. You know, jets have got faster, fax machines have come in, the internet's come along, empires have risen and fallen, and she's been there. And so the reaction in Australia was visceral. And we at the Australian Republic Movement we decided that for the 10 days of the official mourning period, we would cease our campaign. We took some criticism for that. But as I put in the paper in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the idea that we, in the face of this tidal wave of grief and high emotion, we could stand on the shore and divert this tidal wave for our purposes was ludicrous. So to get to answer your question, it changes everything, because while she was there, it was always going to be very difficult to conduct a referendum for us to become a republic. I've been chair of the ARN for 7 years. Many people have said to me, I'm a republican, but not while Her Majesty's on the throne. King Charles III is now obviously on the throne. And again, as I put in the Herald this morning, we at the Australian Republic Movement are in the business of evolution, not revolution. And clearly a new chapter comes along with King Charles III. He does not enjoy the same level of fierce loyalty that Queen Elizabeth II did.
Mm. Now, presumably, because there are issues like banknotes and coins to be addressed in the not-too-distant future, do you have any sense of what might happen in relation to that?
Well, it's very interesting. Anthony Albanese, who is our Prime Minister, he is a very strong Republican, and for the first time in the history of Australia, we now have, to use a phrase used by a monarchist, a Minister for the Crown devoted to removing the crown. And so there's now Assistant Minister Matt Thistlethwaite, who's in charge of bringing on a republic, and the Albanese government has more or less stated that should they win a second term, we'll have a referendum on the republic. And it therefore surprises me, and I think it surprised many, that they said, well, we're going to change the notes over. We'll soon have the image of King Charles on our coins and even on our $5 note, where there's a famous portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. And if you didn't know better, you know, it's not that Anthony Albanese is a Republican and no doubt about it, but he has been very strong on, I guess, gradual change, not quick change. So he has been the mourner-in-chief in many ways for Elizabeth II. And so all those coin changes will come in. And it is surprising, because I think it was 23 years ago, a friend of mine, Joe Hockey, who became the Federal Treasurer of Australia, he was the relevant minister in the John Howard government. And he, in the late 1990s at least, he announced that we were going to change the image of the Queen of England on the $5 note, at which point he announced it, and there was a very strong phone call from Prime Minister Howard saying, you will do no such thing, and he did no such thing. So it was already in the wind 23 years ago, and yet now, even after the death of Queen Elizabeth II, they're still going to go ahead with it, which surprises me and many.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, polls are kind of hovering around the 50% mark that went down slightly in the wake of her death. That other 50% who want to maintain the link with the monarchy, what do they see that's in it for them?
Look, I've been making this argument for 7 years as chair that I find the polls that have been taken at the height of the period of mourning just about irrelevant. That, you know, like, of course they went down. One poll went down 1 point, one poll had us down 5 points, one poll had us down 8 points. It depends in the way you frame the question. But as I say, there's been this visceral reaction in Australia. But the 50%, it's what I've struggled with and what the movement has struggled with is to engage many of our fellow Australians. I look upon it, and I've stated it for 7 years, the idea that in the 21st century, the third decade of the 21st century, Australia can do no better than to find our head of state from a family of English aristocrats living in a palace in London, for me, is ludicrous, just completely ludicrous. And I look at it and I go, well, geez, we're better than that. We're strong, we're independent, an independent-minded people. We punch above our weight in so many fields. And yet somehow we say, no, we need a family of royals, of aristocrats, to provide our head of state. Now, I find it ludicrous, and 50% of the people find it ludicrous, but another 50% find it, well, that's the way it's always been. That's our tradition, and the system ain't broke, so don't try and fix it. And they find, they say that is part of Australian stability. So they genuinely fear that without the royal family, if we were left to our own devices, you know, we'd wander off into chaos. And another one that they point to, I must say, the advent of President Trump in the United States, I think that has affected us, because it used to be that America was, again, in terms of the Republic, they were the high point of stability. You can trace it all the way back to George Washington, 4 years or 8 year terms. I guess Franklin Delano Roosevelt had 12, or the better part thereof. Maybe it was 3.5, whatever. It was a long time. But, you know, it was stable. And with President Trump, a lot of people have looked at republics and said, well, no, we don't want a President Trump. We don't want people storming our capital or our version thereof. And so that other 50% point to the constitutional monarchy, and they point to stability.
Yeah. I imagine it'd be a point of debate in the sense of what form of republic Australia might take.
Yes, well, it's interesting. I wrote a book called The Catalpa Rescue, which was the second greatest story in the history of the world, which is the Irish Fenians. And I love that story. I mean, that is the best story of the Fenians, that 62 of them were sent to the Fremantle prison, and John Devoy was the genius behind it. It's an amazing story, and of course, he devoted his entire life to it. And in the early 1920s, I tell you, you know your history better than me, but, you know, Ireland becomes a republic. And I don't know what kind of... I'll go to Australia. We have, of the people that want to become a republic, if you show me 10 Republicans, I will show you 6 preferred models. This is the model I want, they will say. And 2 of them will say, if you don't vote for my model, if you put up another model than mine, well, I don't want any part of it. And so the key schism in the models is those who want an Irish-like system where you'll tell me where I go wrong, but, you know, you popular vote of the people. You have people that are nominated, and you come up with, you know, a fantastic... Well, it's not for me to say, but I met your Professor Michael J. Higgins, and I loved him. I just thought, what a charismatic, wonderful person. And he came to Australia 2 or 3 years ago, and I had a seminal moment of understanding, I guess, when he came through the door speaking to 500 people at a lunch in Sydney. It was, here is this representative of Ireland coming across the seas, representing the people of Ireland. Our Governor General at the time was another very fine man, Sir Peter Cosgrove. But if he had come through the door at exactly that time, he would have been representing the Queen of England. And when Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, visited Australia, I think it was February of 2018, he put out a tweet and he said, I've just had the most wonderful afternoon with Queen Elizabeth II's representative to Australia, Sir Peter Cosgrove, Governor-General. And he was right in every particular, but that's what goes out to the world, that all these years on, one of ours, our Australian, Sir Peter Cosgrove, is representing Queen Elizabeth II to us. And so in Australia, there's two models. One is your Irish model, where there's actual election. The other one is where the Prime Minister, the way it works now, the way it works now is the Prime Minister selects an eminent person, and the Queen Elizabeth II, the sovereign, the King or Queen of England, signs off on it to say this is the person, that this is okay that this person be the Governor General. The minimalist model, which I used to like, was everything stays the same, but instead of the Prime Minister asking the King or Queen of England for sign off, asks the Parliament of the people. So between minimalism and direct election, that is the basic schism, and it's been very difficult to navigate a way between those two basic models. Mm-hmm. There is another model which says we should have no head of state at all. We should just, no formal head of state. The Prime Minister becomes the head of state. There's another model because we're in a position in history, our history right now, where we're trying to reconcile ourselves with our extremely difficult past with our Indigenous people, Australia's Indigenous people, who've been treated appallingly through our history. And there was a notion put up the other day that the position of our head of state should be reserved for an Indigenous person. So there's all these models that come up, and it's been very difficult to navigate to find one that will gather the most people.
Yeah. And do Republicans debate as to whether Australia would remain within the Commonwealth or not?
No, that's not an issue. There are 54 nations in the Commonwealth, and at the moment only 15 of those 54 are constitutional monarchies under Charles III, and of those 15, six of them have said, we're getting out, we're going to be Republicans. So probably by this time in 2 years, I would imagine, there will be nine left, nine out of 54 Commonwealth nations loyal to King Charles III. There's never been a notion of leaving the Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Interesting times ahead, I imagine. Peter Fitzsimons is chairperson of the Australia Republic Movement. Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that, crashing into an asteroid.
Moncrief.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.